It is unfortunately no longer possible today to take bullfighting as a thing of a more serious order than, say, the return of the player piano and the raccoon coat. It's just another camp of the 20s. But the ambiance dies hard. To imagine driving to a fiesta along the hot, dusty roads from Barcelona to Cordoba with a girl you no longer love, in a big ancient hired Rolls with yellow basket weave side panels, is to feel again the old Hemingway effect, an out-of-date artifact which had led me 3 years before to pursue life, art, and marriage in Europe myself. And all this isn't said pour épater les aficionados. Certainly I'm still a sucker for the whole gaudy number myself. Bullfight posters, the strange ejaculated cries of flamenco singers, that trumpet passage they always play in the movies when the bull runs into the ring, eating late at night and alone in Spanish restaurants. All of these still make me feel as I did on first reading The Master. What a ball to be tense, jaded, desperate, and unhappy. Thinking of these and other things as Maggie Singleton and I sat on the pier at the end of Gansevoort Street on a night I realized was my first anniversary back in New York, watching the silent ships make it out to Europe and sniffing the salt breezes of a warm spring night, we decided to go to the Picador for paella. A walk first, past the rich people eating chicken dinners on the sidewalk terraces of the Fifth Avenue Hotel, past the young marrieds determinedly buying lousy paintings under the street lamps to take back to the 3.5-room apartment out in Queens, past the glittering stream of lion tamers, hoods, Englishmen, movie stars, motorcycle riders, citizens, ingenues, bright young urine analysts and beards on 8th Street, then through the park and under the dark rustling trees and the young lovers eating cantaloupe on the black lawns, and out onto Fever Street, McDougal Street, and then around, west onto Greenwich Avenue and into the Picador. Posters line the walls, each one illustrating another classic ritual pose of man and bull. The people standing at the bar beside us were speaking Spanish and drinking bourbon. Maggie and I started with martinis, but soon wangled the honest bartender from the straight and narrow, 6 parts gin and 1 part vermouth, lemon peel please Pablo, and into mixing certain murderers we'd heard about. The best one was equal parts of brandy, vodka, and Pernod. Eddie Fornes, the owner, came up to say hello, and we shook hands. He was very polite. He used to run some wild, knocked-out millionaire's restaurant in Madrid years ago. We bought him a drink and put a slug in the jukebox. Paso Dobles began to play, and Eddie had the guy behind the bar make us a paralyzer he had learned in Spain. Champagne, crabapple juice, and vodka. And then they led us laughing and singing to our table. We had paella, of course, and something made with hot Spanish sausages and clams. There were chicken livers sautéed in sherry, tureens of shrimp and oysters, veal served, still sizzling in wine, and in the air, the lovely faint suspicion of garlic. There was wine, first a white one, and after that I don't remember. The jukebox played on and on, and in the bar someone laughed. Espresso appeared, cigars came too, and brandy. Maggie said she loved me. I read the roll call of names on the posters above our heads. Jerez, Valencia, Albacete, Cordoba, Madrid, Toledo. I was tense, jaded, desperate, wonderfully happy.